also talking about their Democrat race here. Biden, of course, widening that lead.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. I've got some great news about the weekend. The sunshine will continue, so dry weather's locked in for the weekend. More sun today, a little breezy by this afternoon. The high temperature will be around 60, maybe even the low 60s. Still kind of chilly tonight, overnight low 36. Tomorrow, more sun, high near 60. The warmest day, Sunday, with a high temperature in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70 as sunshine continues on the first day of March. And then we'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers. Possible severe weather by next Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. The bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events get underway this weekend. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists and even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. And a judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge says he doesn't have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags. One stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch, Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Waspa's last selection varies by store.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack Campbell already giving me side eye over the music.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. 272-9228 is the call-in number. But let's just get down to business, Jack. We have candidates all day long. We'll have Bob Rogers at 11. Barry Moore at 10.
Wow, listen to that trombone.
Barry Moore at 10. And here for the 9 o'clock hour, we have Troy King, candidate for Congress. Troy, how are you this morning?
And I'm great. That is a great lead-in, because that's why I'm running for Congress. I am sick of them walking on the fighting side of me.
There you go.
The hack summed it up. That's how I have felt for the last couple of years since President Trump took office, is that they are walking on the fighting side of all of us. Everything we hold dear, everything we hold precious, everything that we have stood up for, they've made fun of it, they've mocked it, they've marginalized it, they've called us names, they've told us to go sit in the corner. Well, enough is enough.
And are you feeling this out on the campaign trail, that sort of anger is one word for it, just frustration, all sorts of emotions that come around with this?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think it is. They used to call it the silent majority.
Right.
There were more of us than there were of them, and we just weren't loud about it. We're being loud now. The president, I believe, has tapped into that anger, and he's given voice to that anger, and for the first time, people that have not thought it was okay to say old-fashioned values aren't out of style. You know, I kind of sum it up when I'm out giving speeches by saying that that Alabama's a place where we keep our Bibles open and our guns loaded, where we stand up for God and where we kneel for God and we stand up for the flag. Those are values that aren't out of style. They're the values that people in Alabama still cherish and think are important. And I think they've gone too far. They have pushed and pushed and pushed, and now we're standing up and pushing back.
Well, and it does sound like the president needs fighters up there, especially in the House. And especially, you'd think, from Alabama, of all states here in the Union, need a fighter.
I'm going to tell you guys, sorry to say this isn't a criticism of anybody, but if you have to say that, it probably is a criticism of somebody.
I hope so.
When we're not in an election year, can you name the last time that a representative at the federal level from the state of Alabama was on the front lines defending our values, defending our president? Because I can't. It's always somebody else. It's the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, it's Jim Jordan and it's Meadows and it's those guys.
That's exactly right. And it's time that Alabama, we're first alphabetically, we ought to be first to the president. We ought to be standing in the breach, defending our values, defending the president, standing up against these people that are constantly assaulting us. And I don't understand it. It's not like it would be politically unpopular. I just think there's no will.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, have given up, and it's sad. And you're right about the silent majority. And if there wasn't a silent majority, Trump would not have won in 2016 because every poll showed him to be a loser. And he surprised everybody.
Well, it's because they're not just it's not that they're just silent. They don't respond to polls. I mean, they're silent in a lot of ways. So they go undetected. And it would never cross the left-wing liberal media's mind that there are people who actually hold these views. Because they don't. They have belittled them and attacked them for so long that they just think they're something that's on a 50s sitcom. They don't understand that people in Alabama really still say sir and ma'am. We really still respect the flag. We still think you should have prayer in schools. We still understand that we feed the world and that farmers are important. they understand that they don't understand that we still think you ought to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school, that you ought to stand up when the flag goes by, you put it, ought to put your hand over your heart when they sing the national anthem, that there are things that ought to bind us together with a national identity, and there are all the things that they hate.
It's amazing to me. You don't want to accuse everybody in the Democrat Party, but so many of them have no respect for this country at all.
Well, that's obvious.
I mean, at all.
You had Nancy Pelosi on national television rip the State of the Union speech in half.
Right.
Who would have ever thought that somebody who was Speaker of the House of Representatives would show that kind of disrespect, not to the president, but to the people he represents?
I mean,
to a majority of this country. And it boggles my mind.
And what's amazing is that the former silent majority is now outspoken, and they are angry and frustrated and passionate about their cause and what they believe in, their traditional values. But when the left looks at them, I think Pelosi looks at Trump and thinks, oh, all they are is angry. That's all they are. She doesn't see the broader context of this is what we're fighting for, and if you push us too far, we're going to stand on this. No, we're pushing back against you. And now, yesterday, this is one issue listeners have wanted us to bring up. Yesterday was National Term Limits Day. We had somebody on talking about it. Where are you on the issue of term limits?
I've signed the Term Limits Pledge. Look, the founding fathers did not envision public service as a career. They envisioned you go to Washington, you serve, and you come back and you live under the laws that you created. These people in Washington have created a system where they are immune to the laws the rest of us live under that they pass, and they get to live in with better health care, with better everything than the rest of us. They ought to have to come home and live under what they did. If they did, the special interest would have less of a hold over them because they're going to have to come home and live under the mess they create.
You know, it's funny how when they go up there, they're poor as hell, and every year their statement of economic interest shows they're doing better. And how do you do better when the cost of living in D.C. is as high as it amazes me. These people leave office rich.
Well, it says something, I think, about you if you're comfortable going up there and living your whole life. I think that says something about you.
Yeah.
Well, and they're also taking all this tax money from us, but it's not even enough to run the federal government at that point. Oh, they're also taking all this debt.
Oh, it's enough.
It should be enough.
It's enough. You know, my wife and I were in Washington, and we went on one of these tours where you get on the buses and they drive you around. And the tour guide drives us by this big, huge building. And they say, do you know what that building is? And I said, I don't know what that building is. They said, that's the United States Department of Agriculture. There are more employees in that building than there are farmers in America.
Wow. Wow.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah. That's what they told us. So there's plenty of money. When it was a tour guide, it's an interesting statistic. It just happens to be an alarming statistic if you're paying for it. You know, why do we need a federal Department of Education?
Well,
why don't we ship the money back and let Alabamians decide how to educate our kids and get rid of Common Core and teach real history and teach our kids to read and write?
How do you come down on the appointed school board?
I'm against it.
Good.
I'm voting no, and everybody else ought to vote no.
Amendment 1 on Tuesday, and we've had Stephanie Bell on. She's your neighbor, isn't she?
She is my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm against it. I don't think that we need any more unaccountable, unelected people in charge of government. You know, I think we ought to find a way to bring, you talk about term limits. How about some term limits for federal judges?
There you go. No, but what you're talking about with the Department of Agriculture Board, you know, employees, and there are farmers in America, Department of Education, a lot of this gets down to what's your budget, what's your vision. And a lot of people, even the good folks up there in D.C., it's like, where's the backbone to present a budget? Because they're going to get gored. The Republicans are going to get gored for throwing granny off the cliff by the Democrats, whether they balance it by 2025 or 2044. I think you can maybe answer this way. Who would you kind of want to caucus with and work with up there? Who do you see yourself working with up there in the Congress currently?
Probably the Freedom Caucus. Okay. I mean, I think those guys have the right ideas. And freedom means a lot of things. But those guys are outspoken.
Right.
And that's what this country needs right now, is a voice that's as loud as the socialists.
What I like about them, they're not nuts. They're not like, remember old Barr in Georgia? He was kind of a nut. And but these guys are reasonable. And I really like a lot of what they say.
Well, me too. And there's strength. Yeah, the Bible says that one cord is easily broken, but three cords can't be broken apart. And I think the Freedom Caucus provides a very strong bind of cords together. And if we will stand and if we will be counted, we can change this country. You know, I was reading, I don't know if you read the waste report that Rand Paul released.
A little bit of it, yes.
Not a big Rand Paul guy, but...
Uh-oh, Joey is.
I am, but, you know, friends can disagree, Troy.
But in the report, one of the line items in the report was that they have spent $1.5 billion to renovate a mental hospital into the national headquarters for the Department of Homeland Security. And they're not finished. And I read that and I thought, you know, if somebody in Alabama proposed spending $1 billion to renovate a mental hospital, we would leave it as a mental hospital and check them in. And in Washington...
No, but Alabama, we wouldn't fund a mental hospital.
It's insane. It is insane. And it's all... Nobody has a sense of where that money comes from. They don't understand that there are people that make hard decisions around their coffee table to fund this government. And we have a stewardship obligation, not just to them, but to the generations that are going to pick up the tab for this, to get federal spending under control. Just because somebody wants it doesn't mean it's a good idea or we can afford it.
Now, on the other side of knowing how policies, big policies, sometimes they get wrapped up in ideals or sort of, you know, just real politic and all this sort of stuff, is the issue of war and a foreign policy. And I think too often, a lot of folks in D.C., often unelected folks who have politicians' ears, are constantly pushing for more and more war without any clear objective of actually trying to win. Where are you on these? You know, there might be a peace deal being made here in Afghanistan that would allow U.S. troops to leave. The president, I think, has been pretty strong on we need a strong defense, but we don't need to fight these endless wars that seem to have no end in sight. So where are you on the trend right now in foreign policy in the conservative movement?
Well, I think the president's right. And, you know, I think saying to people, we're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be responsible for paying our share and your share. If you make a deal and you say in your deal that you're going to pay 2% of NATO, you ought to pay 2% of NATO. Right. Why should we have to pick up the tab for it? Why should we have to pay? Look, it's a common defense. We need to come together and we need to stand together. But standing together doesn't mean that your friend always picks up the check. And so I applaud the president for having the courage to say what a lot of people have thought and threatened, but nobody's ever been willing to do. And I think that's one of the appeals of the president.
I do too.
You know, people are mad, but what they're mad about is that he did what he said.
Yes.
Nobody in Washington's used to somebody doing what they say.
Well, and we've been living off this system, this idea that's been in place since the end of World War II. It's about time for reassessment.
Well, and it's during Obama it was an apology tour everywhere we went.
Oh God,
and,
I know.
You know, now people are apologizing to us. That's how it should be.
There you go.
I mean, what is
look at
what
the reception,
is,
which is not covered, that Trump got in India.
Well, of course. I mean,
it's unreal.
You know, I hear people say that they don't like the America First agenda. We're Americans. Who should we put first? This is insane. How can you be against America First if you live in America?
It's just unbelievable to me. I think I've lived too long. Honestly, it didn't used to be like this.
And I think it goes back to the presumption of Pelosi tearing up the speech. They presume the worst. You say that I am going to pray in school. I'm proud of my faith where I come from. I'm proud of the right that I can own a gun and defend myself, my family, and understand the point and purpose of the Second Amendment. And they immediately go to, like, the worst. Like, America First, they go to, like, Charles Lindbergh and that sort of stuff.
But let's just stop and think about this for a second. So they come and they think that they're adopting these innocuous positions that are really nothing more than a hook and a fishing lure. It looks pretty. It dangles in the water. until you grab it, and then you got a hook in your mouth, and you're going to be on the dinner table that night. So they come and they say, "Oh, well, who could possibly be in favor of the Second Amendment protecting weapons of war?" Well, the people who wrote it were in favor of protecting weapons of war. They were called muskets, and they just used them to run a revolution. So they did know what they were doing, and they intended to protect weapons of war. That's why there's no qualifier in the Second Amendment. Your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. That's what it says. Not unless somebody knows better or unless somebody misuses a gun and then we're going to disarm America. It's a protection for freedom. But, you know, they come and it's you know, one thing after another. They're never content. It's all, you know, well, let's extend background checks. Well, all of it is a slippery slope designed to disarm law-abiding Americans. And, of course, they want everybody disarmed. Look how much anger there is about what they're doing. If I was doing all that stuff, I would want people disarmed, too.
I don't know. I couldn't go up there. I would be so mad and angry the whole time I was there.
Jack, that's what they need.
I know. I totally agree with
they
you.
They need somebody to go up there and raise hell. That's what they need. We have been nice and polite and respectful of them while they run over us. It's time that somebody goes up there who's mad and loud and going to stand on the front line and stand next to the president and not apologize. That is what they need up there.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I'm just too old to do it.
Well, we got to hit a break here. I didn't have any idea how well this song, The Fight Inside of Me, would fit. It came on my random playlist this morning. I'm like, I'm starting the show with that. And it's interesting how life works that way. It sometimes just works out so well. This part of the program, this hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off for News and Views listeners until the end of February, which is right upon us here. For all video transfers, videotape transfers to digital format. So save those analog memories. Bring them into the digital future. They're not just collecting dust up on that shelf. They are actually deteriorating on that tape over time. Dan Black Studios can also provide business services from website design, video editing, training video and TV commercial production, any sort of video production. Dan Black Studios has you covered. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios you are a listener of News and Views from 9 to Noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. More with Troy King, candidate for Congress here in the 2nd District, CD2. If you have any questions for Troy, 272-9228.
I read about some squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fight.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Troy King. I approve this message and I think you will too.
I believe in keeping our Bibles open and our guns loaded, in standing for the flag and kneeling for God. I believe life is sacred and begins at conception. I believe we need a wall to keep illegals out and raids to end sanctuary cities. I'm through being pushed around by the liberals in Washington, and I intend to stand with President Trump. I'm Troy King. That's why I'm running for Congress, and it's why I hope you'll vote for me on Tuesday. Paid for by Troy King for Congress.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue, and March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
March 3rd, voters in Etowah County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Etowah County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Have a question, comment for Troy King, candidate for Congress. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers over there on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. And they have been buying jewelry off people like crazy. News and Views listeners in particular. Call 260-0066 if y'all have jewelry laying around the house that you never wear, you never use. And if you think it's a bunch of junk and it's not worth the time, go try Troop out. You might be surprised, especially where gold prices are these days. Or if you think it's too valuable and that he won't buy something that expensive, try Troop out at Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066. He'll set up an appointment with you, usually in the morning, so there's plenty of time to look over what you bring in. And if you agree on the value right then and there, you get paid right then and there. Also at Heirloom Jewelers, plenty of fine antique jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces. No, they don't make jewelry like they used to. And because Troop cuts out the middleman, he can get it to you at a great, great price. Heirloom Jeweler, 6948 Vaughn Road, 260-0066, and be sure to tell Troop that News and Views sent you. So,
we have candidate Troy King on, former Attorney General of Alabama and now candidate for Congress, and you're damn on fire this morning.
You know, it's been a long time coming, Jack. I've got a long fuse, but it's lit, and we are at the end. And I have heard what the people in the district think, and you know what? They think the same thing I think.
Oh, you're right.
They have had enough of this. They're fed up with it. And they're ready for somebody that's going to go up there and stand up for what we believe. That's what they need, is a good dose of wiregrass common sense, of Alabama common sense up there.
Well, you know, I was out having a drink a few weeks ago, and you know, some liberal came up to me and was goading me about being a Republican, and I just went off. I said, I don't go out to have a drink to talk about politics. I talk about it 3 hours a day on the radio. You can call in if you got something to say, but I'm out having a drink. And by the way, I love Donald Trump, and I'm sick of you bastards berating him and everything. I mean, I just went off. They're like, I've never seen that side of you. I said, well, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everybody accosting me that doesn't agree with me. And that's fine. I love debate, but there are certain times that I don't want to talk about it. But worse than that, it's such a steady drumbeat 24/7 on every news cycle, even on Fox News. I'm sick of it. I'm like you. I'm so tired. I'm very proud of Donald Trump. He's the first president in my memory. Of course, Reagan, but Reagan didn't make the promises that Trump did. But Trump, by God, he's trying to fulfill his promises. And how can you fault him for that?
Well, you can't fault him for it. And you've got to respect him for being, I mean, good Lord, look at the cost that he's paid to do it. And imagine if there if he had help up there. And I hear people say, "Oh, well, you know, the Republicans had control of Congress for 2 years." Did they? Did they really? Or was it a bunch of people who pretend to be Republicans?
That part of it's that, and part of it is the lobby up there, the lobbyists.
But, you know, they're the same people who did everything in their power to stop him, who then gave lip service to, oh, well, you know, he's beaten us, and so we're going to go do. They were begrudging. They weren't there because they wanted to help him. They were there when he got there. He needs some people who are coming to help him, who are coming because they believe the same things he believes. Look, I was attorney general, and I know that laws don't matter if you don't use them. So having border laws that you don't enforce doesn't do anything. Having amnesty where you say, if you can sneak in the country, we're going to let you stay here. Jack, we tell our kids, if you break in line in the cafeteria, what do we tell them? Go to the end of the line.
Right.
And we got a bunch of people in Washington that would say to people who did far worse than breaking in line at lunch in the cafeteria, well, if you can just get here, we'll put you up in a sanctuary city. We'll give you better benefits than most Americans have. We'll pay for your health care. You can go clog up our emergency rooms. We'll bear the expense. And by the way, if you have a dream along the way, we'll try to let you stay here. That's not how you stop illegal immigration. You stop illegal immigration by building a wall and then saying, if you break the law, you're going to pay the consequences for it. It is insane the way that they approach every issue up there. Everything is a deal. Everything is, let's make a deal. Well, let Monty Hall make the deals. Let's us go enforce the law and say that it means something. Sanctuary cities? Really?
I know. That just galls the hell out of me.
How can you even have a sanctuary city? You can't have cities in America that say, we're going to harbor fugitives. Separation policies? Let me tell you, everybody whines, all the liberals whine about the fact that we're separating parents from their children at the border. Guess what? We're separating parents from their children in Alabama. Yeah. If you break the law, we put you in jail and you don't take your children with you. So if you don't want to pay the consequences, don't come here and subject yourself to the consequences. It's just insane.
It is insane.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Talk to G-Man. G-Man, welcome to the show. You're on with Troy King.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Listen, I have not made up my mind completely, and I have asked repeatedly to get Mr. King to answer this question. And if he's answered it, I apologize. I just chimed in this morning. But I had concerns when he was Attorney General that the gambling issue came up and the Supreme Court, and I'm not an attorney, so I'm sure I'm missing something. I apologize for that. But when that issue came up, it was my understanding at the time that Mr. King did not want to address that. And I would like to know the reason behind that.
Well, I'm glad you asked. In fact, I spent about 3 years addressing that. Here's the problem. In Alabama, the Constitution provides for bingo to be played in 16 different places. The fact that the Supreme Court made up the law and said that they were not going to follow the Constitution didn't relieve me of the oath I took to the Constitution. And I don't believe that we get to be pickers and choosers. If we are constitutionalists who believe that the Congress or the legislature makes the law, the people ratify it, and the courts apply it, and we complain and we say, well, it's, you know, we don't want judicial activism to legalize abortion or take the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools or tell our kids they can't pray at schools, then we can't say, but by the way, if we can't have a statewide vote and abolish bingo, then we'll just go to the court and do it. It's all about having a principled position, and the Constitution allows bingo in Alabama, and the Supreme Court deciding they don't like it doesn't change the Constitution.
I hear what you're saying, but you're mixing words. That what I don't understand, what you just said, is that I don't know that the Supreme Court made up a law.
They damn sure did. It was just a cornerstone case.
Yeah, it was a cornerstone case.
Yeah, they sure as hell did.
That's exactly what they did. And then when well, and then oh, hold on and then when his attorney general, I said we're going to follow the law. You know what they did then? They said the attorney general isn't going to be the chief law enforcement officer of the state anymore. We're going to turn all that over to the governor and let him go do whatever he wants. That is not, that is anarchy. That is not the system of government that we have. So it's not true that I didn't do anything. It is true that the Supreme Court and the governor of Alabama stepped in and tied the hands of the attorney general to follow the law. But it's not true that I didn't do anything. I stood up for the law, but there's not anything you can do when the governor and the Supreme Court decide to ignore the law.
Okay, well, let's go. Listen, I'm not trying to make them bad at you.
No, no, no.
I just want you to calm down a little bit. But listen, what about if Roy Moore, this analogy? He basically did the same thing. He was in violation of state law, but the Supreme Court said, you know, you're going to have to do this.
What state law did he violate?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not an attorney. It was my understanding that he tried to put the Ten Commandments in the court, and they said it couldn't. Somebody filed suit. I guess the ACL.
The ACLU, that's right.
Tried to file suit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, this is actually a very good analogy, because yet again, you had people turning to the courts to change the law. Look, the First Amendment is where we find our religious freedom, and it's under assault every day. The First Amendment does not say anywhere in it that there's a separation of church and state.
That
came out of a letter that Thomas Jefferson sent to the Danbury Baptist Association. And what Thomas Jefferson actually said is that there's a wall of separation to protect God from the government, not the government from God. But Hugo Black from Alabama put a terrible stain on this state by inventing the separation of church and state doctrine. So what? There's actually a very good analogy between the bingo issue and the Ten Commandments. And the analogy would be this. If you don't like the federal courts making up the law and saying they're going to ban the Ten Commandments and other expressions of religious liberty from public buildings, then you also shouldn't like the courts deciding to override the will of the people and change the Constitution and say we're not going to allow gambling. Look, if you don't like gambling, then it's very easy. Every year I was Attorney General, I proposed a statewide referendum to have an up or down vote by the people of this state and settle it, because that's the way we're supposed to amend the Constitution. What the Supreme Court did was to say, well, we don't think the people are going to vote against gambling, so we're going to create a new way to amend the Constitution, just like the federal courts have tried to do. And that new way is, if the Congress, if the elected representatives of the people aren't willing to do what the politicians want, then come to court, and we will change the Constitution ourselves. And if they can do it on school prayer, if they can do it by legalizing abortion and ordering the execution of 61 million babies since Roe versus Wade was decided, if they can take the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools, if they can take the Ten Commandments out of public buildings, what can they do next? So,
yeah,
I just
ask you this real quick.
Yeah,
who ruled that the, you know, I understand bingo's legal in the state of Alabama, but who ruled that the machines in Macon County were illegal?
Bob Riley.
Yeah, that was Governor Riley. The governor.
Okay, so Bob Riley decided they were illegal.
He raided the place. You didn't even know about it, did you?
No, I didn't know about it. So Governor Riley, let me give you maybe an analogy. Maybe this will help. So Governor Riley has a press conference one day, and he says, if you have a machine, any machine that you put money in and you have a chance to win a prize, that is an illegal slot machine in Alabama. That meant I had an illegal slot machine on the third floor of the Attorney General's office that masqueraded as a Coke machine. You put money in, and sometimes you got a Coke out. Based on that analogy, he ordered raids. And, in fact, it wasn't a little raid. It was hundreds of state troopers that they marshaled and sent in and tore the place up. Now, we can disagree about gambling. We can disagree about gambling. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to get into this other state stuff, but we can disagree about that. what all of us who say we are conservatives should be able to agree on is that judicial tyranny and judicial activism are very, very real threats. They have attempted to use the courts of this country, even in the last year, to undo an election, to undo every policy Donald Trump has proposed. Why? Because they don't have the votes with the American people or in the Congress to do it. So this is on a way smaller scale. But, you know, somebody asked me when I ran for attorney general last year, they said, you know, you lost that election. I don't believe that at all. I believe that that office was surrendered on principle. If I had been willing to do what Bob Riley wanted, I would have stayed as attorney general. He just wanted me to do something that my oath didn't allow. And I teach my kids, you have to stand up. And it only matters if you're standing up when it costs you something. Everybody stands up when it's free. What matters is, what do you do when there's a cost to it? And
that's true. I really appreciate the explanation. I'll study this and ponder, but thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
We appreciate it. We got to take a break, don't we?
Indeed, we do. Appreciate that. That was a good
Jason,
call.
Sit tight.
More news and views when we come back, 272-9228, if you want to call in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love when I can tell you about a great weekend forecast. It looks like we have a dandy. Tonight's going to be another clear, chilly night. The overnight low temperature falls to about 36. But tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to about 60. In fact, we have a warming trend beginning Sunday. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70. We'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers and possible severe weather, I think, by the middle of next week. It has our attention. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags. One stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch, Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you have a question or comment for candidate for Congress Troy King. Coming up on this election day here soon, this hour of News and Views once again brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage. In the last few days of February, 50% off on all videotape transfers to digital format. But you got to tell them at 279-6036 that you are News and Views listener. Thank you again to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this hour of the program. So real quick before we go back to the phones, we are getting down to crunch time here. How do you feel your chances are?
Look, I feel great. I have a lot of friends all over this district. I've never lost the 2nd Congressional District anytime I've ever run. the welcome I get everywhere is good. You know, I hate to keep going back to all of these musical bumpers, but Waylon Jennings just said, good old boys never meaning no harm. Let me tell you, I mean harm. We're fixing to go up there and disrupt the swamp. They're not going to know what hit them, because people in Alabama are ready for – they're tired of a swamp, and they want a swamp invader. And we are going to go up there, and we're going to drain it. The special interests aren't going to have a hold. Alabamians are going to have a voice. We're going to stand up for our guns. We're going to stand up for our religious freedom. We're going to stand up for unborn babies. We're going to stand up for the farmers. We're going to stand up for the military. And we're not going to stand up for the military in a pretend uniform. We're going to stand up for them and hold people accountable in Washington, D.C. They're not used to it, and they're not going to like it. But that's what the people in Alabama are sending somebody up there to do.
Well, let's go to the phones. Jason, I believe.
And you won't have any contract with the Department of Defense.
The heck no.
Jason, you have a question for Troy King?
Yeah, good morning, y'all. I was trying to wait for that last thing. Good morning, Mr. King. I got a quick question for you. I heard you a minute ago talking about immigration, people coming in illegally and breaking laws and how to face the consequences. So what do you think about the people that employ them? So specifically, if you recall, I'm pretty sure we all remember the raids in Mississippi where they like detained like 600 Mexicans or Hispanic people they thought were illegal immigrants, ended up arresting about 200. Last I heard, the people that knowingly and willingly hired them, as the FBI said in the documents to the court, they still aren't facing any charges. And if we bring it home, probably remember several years ago, I think it was a little bit before you actually ended. It was like 2011. It was right before, like the second half of 2011, right after you left the office.
Mm-hmm.
The state wanted to pass the toughest illegal immigrant law in the country, and all of a sudden you had Alabama farmers coming out of the woodwork saying, no, if you get rid of illegal immigrants, we won't have no work. So I know you just said you wanted to fight for the farmers and you want to hold people accountable for breaking the law, but are you going to work to arrest the people, even Alabama farmers that hire illegal immigrants knowingly?
Well, I'm not running to be a policeman. I'm running to go to Congress. And what we need to do in Congress is to change. We need laws that meet the needs of America in an orderly way, but we should have no tolerance for lawbreakers. So if we need to reform
people that hire illegal immigrants,
we should have no tolerance for people who break the law. I don't know how to be any more clear about
that.
And
if you're hiring them, you're breaking the law. And that's why the U.S. Okay. Chamber, it surprises me the U.S. Chamber has endorsed Sessions, because he's such a hard ass on immigration, yet a lot of their members employ him. The U.S. Chamber.
But that's a part of why they come here. Most of those people come because they know there's a job waiting for them when they get here. And that's just what it is. And we see them when we walk around. They're good enough to cut your grass. They're good enough to build your house. They're good enough to catch the shrimp in the Gulf that you eat. They're good enough to do all these things. But then when it comes time for them to actually be involved in the community in which they work, all of a sudden they're the worst thing ever. And if you're going to say they broke the law by coming here illegally and you want to hold them accountable for that, you should keep that same energy when you're talking about people that knowingly hired them. And that, I think you're missing the point.
I'm not saying they're breaking the law. The law says they're breaking the law. We have laws that define what is legal. If you don't follow it, you're breaking the law. That's not me saying it. That's what the law is. And laws don't mean anything if you don't use them and enforce them.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I was asking you that pointed question because I wanted you that little mini rant you went on talking about illegal immigrants and how you wanted to support Trump and getting them out of the country because they were breaking the law. When I got to talking about Alabama farmers that hired them, knowingly hired them, all of a sudden now you broke it down to a whisper. I want you to keep that same.
All right, let me say it. If you break the law, I'm for you going to jail.
I don't think you're getting much argument from him, Jason. I appreciate the call, man.
Take yes for an answer.
Bye.
272-9228.
I would be surprised if Jason voted in this primary that's coming up. The Republican. Look, he's a good guy. He's a good caller.
It's a good question, but I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of fervor behind it because it's a yes or no question. The answer is yes. We ought to enforce the law.
There you go.
If we need to change the law, we ought to change the law. But just like everything else we've been talking about, there's a way to do that. And it's not outside the legislative process. We need to follow the rules, and then when we have laws, we need to follow them. And if we want to change them, there's a way to do that.
Now, we really only have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left here, so I want to give you the floor. Why should folks vote for you here to be their congressman, and how can they support you if they do want to help you?
Well, look, we're 4 days away. We need everybody's help. This is going to be a tight election. A lot of money's been spent in this election. I'm not for sale. That's why the establishment's never lined up with me. The U.S. Chamber, the BCA, all of the people that think that they ought to get to buy and sell politicians have never been for me. I'm going to Congress because I am fed up with what they're doing to our values. I'm fed up with the fact that we don't have a voice. The president doesn't have a true friend that's willing to be an outspoken advocate for him. All the way down the list, we need to protect our guns. We need to protect our unborn babies. We need to make sure that our farmers are protected. We need to protect the military bases in this district. We need to stand up for old-fashioned values that are not out of style. We need to stand up to the socialists who are trying to hijack our government and our country and our values. It is unbelievable to me that we've got a socialist who is likely to be nominated by the Democrats as their opponent. If you don't believe that they pose a clear and present threat to this country, you're not paying attention. We need somebody that is not going to cut and run, that's got the backbone to stand up to them. All you got to do is look at my record. I've never cut and run. I've never backed down. I've never run from a fight. And if you want to know what I think, all you got to do is ask me. For better or for worse, I'm going to tell you what I think, and I'm going to do what I say. If that's what you want in Washington, I'm your guy. If you want to help us, we need your help. We don't have unlimited resources. We are running a very effective shoestring campaign, but we need more hands. So call your friends, hand out brochures, go door to door, stand at the polls, call my office and tell us you want to volunteer, and we'll put you to work. We're phone banking this weekend. We're doing everything we can to get the message out. The people in this district have somebody that will go stand for them, somebody that they can trust and somebody that they know. I'm that guy. And I hope they will stand with us, and Washington will never be the same. Ask my mom.
Well, Troy King, great seeing you today.
Good to be here.
I like the fire in the belly. I really do, and I think it does represent.
I'm madder than hell about what's going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And where can they call? What's that number?
334-215-4440.
Okay. Well, thank you, Troy.
Good luck, Troy.
Good to see you.
Great job today. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see y'all.
More news and views when we come back.